From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. In chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, we find Joshua alone at night near Jericho, probably musing on the battle to come. At that point, he received a visit from the captain of the Lord of Hosts, a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was the third in a series of spiritual preparations for the conquest of Canaan. The rite of circumcision and the feast of the Passover had been reinstituted. Now the Lord himself came to Joshua to remind him that although physical activity was necessary in the Lord's work, there must first be a meeting with the God of heaven and earth. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, for God's people, earthly battles must be fought on spiritual grounds. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Principles of Spiritual Warfare. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 119 and verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Whatever your special need may be, you may readily find some promise in the Bible suited to it. Are you faint and feeble because your way is rough and you are weary? Here is the promise. He giveth power to the faint. When you read such a promise, take it back to the great promiser and ask him to fulfill his own word. Are you seeking after Christ and thirsting for closer communion with him? This promise shines like a star upon you. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Take that promise to the throne continually. Do not plead anything else, but go to God over and over again with this. Lord, thou hast said it. Do as thou hast said. Are you distressed because of sin, and burdened with the heavy load of your iniquities? Listen to these words. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions, and will no more remember thy sins. You have no merit of your own to plead why he should pardon you, but plead his written engagements, and he will perform them. Are you afraid lest you should not be able to hold on to the end? Lest, after having thought yourself a child of God, you should prove a castaway? If that is your state, take this word of grace to the throne and plead it. The mountains may depart, and the hills may be removed, but the covenant of my love shall not depart from thee. If you have lost the sweet sense of the Savior's presence, and are seeking him with a sorrowful heart, remember the promises, Return unto me, and I will return unto you. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Banquet your faith upon God's own word, and whatever your fears or wants, repair to the bank of faith with your Father's note of hand, saying, Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope.
My sin is great, my strength is weak. Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to verse 15. And it came to pass, When Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Joshua did so. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. The position of a commander-in-chief can be a very, very lonely one. When his battle plans are complete and he's awaiting the supreme moment of decision, he stands isolated from other men. He has done all he can, and now he must await the outcome. Joshua was no exception. He felt the weight of his responsibility, and he knew that he must bear that responsibility before the Lord alone. It was doubtless with such feelings that Joshua was casting a soldier's eye over the city of Jericho one last time. He expected, no doubt, to note its strengths and its weaknesses, to estimate how, where, and with what effect its defenders would fight. That's what he went to see. What he actually saw was something very, very different. He saw that a man stood in his way with a drawn sword. Now to Joshua, there could only be two kinds of armed strangers in that area. Either the armed stranger would be for Israel, or the armed stranger would be against Israel. And Joshua was determined to find out. So very boldly he accosted this stranger, and he said, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? The answer he received was as glorious as it was unexpected. The stranger said, verse 14, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Now that this was what Bible scholars call a Christophany, that is, a pre-incarnation appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this was a Christophany is beyond doubt. As soon as Joshua heard those words, he fell on his face before this stranger, and he worshipped him, and he called him his Lord. No angel could receive such worship. In fact, any time any creature ever sought to fall in worship before an angel of God, the angel immediately stopped him and said, Not so, I am a creature. On this occasion, as Joshua fell and worshipped before this visitor, his worship was received, something that no mere creature could have done. What Joshua had that day was a visitation from the Son of God. What Joshua had before the battle of Jericho was a face-to-face meeting with his Lord, as in this great appearance the Savior came to him as the angel of the Lord and the captain of the Lord's hosts. Now it may appear at first sight a little strange that Joshua didn't seem to expect such a visitation. And on second sight, it still appears strange. You see, the Lord had promised that he would send his angel before them. Moses had said in Exodus 22, or the Lord, should I say, had said to Moses in Exodus 23, verse 23, "Mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off." There was an explicit promise that the angel of the Lord would come and go before his people as they entered into Canaan and lead them into battle. And yet Joshua, great godly and spiritual giant of a man, though he was, Joshua was taken utterly by surprise. He was not expecting the angel of the Lord. As I thought of that, I realized how true to life that picture is. We tend to expect less than the Lord has promised, always. We make do with less than the Lord has promised. We go to war without seizing every part of the Lord's provision. We become satisfied with a certain amount of blessing. We are satisfied with hearing him speak to us from his word. We're satisfied with the Lord revealing to us his will for our service. We're satisfied with the comfort of the promises of God concerning victory. Now, these are all marvelous things, and they are blessings that we ought not to take lightly. But the Lord promises much more than this. The Lord promises his presence in the battle, his presence in the place and hour of service. He promises us the personal visitation of the Spirit of Christ. Why we should rejoice that we have heard the word of God, that we have received the commission of God, that we enjoy the promises of God. We ought not to miss out on the vital aspect of the personal presence of our God with us. The presence of God realized. That is the key to doing anything of worthwhile effect in the work of God. The personal knowledge of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of power from on high, that encounter with God that changes us, changes our situation, changes our service, and changes the outcome, that is something we dare not do without. And that's what Joshua was in danger of doing without. As he went forward, without even thinking of the promise of God regarding the presence of the angel of the covenant, or as he's here termed, the captain of the Lord's host. And so the Lord graciously came to Joshua outside Jericho. Now, this was the third very significant thing that happened at Gilgal after the children of Israel had crossed the Jordan and before they set out to conquer Canaan. We have looked at the first two and their spiritual significance. But the Lord held Israel up for quite a considerable time at Gilgal. First circumcision was reinstituted, that great sign and seal of the covenant. Then the Passover was reinstated in Israel. And now finally, the third great event at Gilgal, the Lord meets with Joshua as the captain of the Lord's host. It appears that the Lord was in no great hurry to have Israel go to war. Now, they had to go to war, but that would come soon enough. We tend, especially in this frenetic age, We tend to think that there's nothing of any value but immediate and constant activity. The activity must come. This must be an act of church. Your life must be an act of life. But let us learn from this. The Lord was in no great hurry to have Israel go to war. While they were waiting in this hiatus between their entry and their conquest in the promised land, there were important lessons for them to learn. Lessons that were going to be absolutely vital to their conduct of the war and to their conduct of themselves in that war. This appearance of the captain of the Lord's host taught Joshua many things, and the same appearance teaches us many things. And I want us today to think upon what I'll call the principles of spiritual warfare, the things which we must recognize as we fight the Lord's battles. These are the principles of spiritual warfare. The things we must recognize as we fight the Lord's battles. The first thing we must recognize is the reality of the spiritual world. Joshua, like the rest of us, was on earth facing a flesh and blood situation with flesh and blood armies fighting or soon to fight flesh and blood enemies. Now, very often we can, just as I think Joshua could, become very, very tied in to this world and to what is tangible, so that we miss out the great spiritual realities that lie unseen to the carnal gaze. When the captain of the Lord's host came to Joshua, Joshua saw the reality of a world which others seldom recognized. He learned that every earthly battle is first and fundamentally a spiritual battle. Now, Jericho, as I've said, was very much physical. Its walls were physical. Its people were physical. Its great defensive posture was physical. But Joshua had to learn, behind the visible, the physical, and the obvious, there lies a world of spiritual reality. And the battle on earth must be fought on spiritual grounds.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.